Good evening, folks, and welcome to this Wednesday evening prayer meeting at Central Baptist Church. We're glad that you're joining us by way of technology in the midst of this coronavirus epidemic or pandemic that is sweeping the nation. And first of all, I want to welcome you. Thank you for taking this opportunity to come together with us. Even though we can't meet in person, it sure is a privilege to be able to have this opportunity to be able to address you by way of technology. As you see, I'm standing here in the sanctuary. It's been a really quiet week around here as far as foot traffic and then not being able to get together, but wanted to try to give you at least a little bit of a taste of being able to be back in the Lord's house and be together. So thank you for joining us. I also want you to know that your staff stands ready to serve you in any way possible. We have been busy and very diligent this week as we have been in the office trying to take care of many, many situations, as well as the fact that your leadership team will meet again this coming Sunday morning at 9 a.m. to once again assess the situation as to where we are and how we'll go forward. I actually have a couple of ideas, but we're going to have to see if they're possible. Sometimes your preacher can do a little bit of crazy dreaming along the way, but it truly is an honor to be able to have this opportunity for us to be able to come together, at least in this fashion. Once again, we want to encourage small groups. We do have some small groups that meet throughout the week. We're encouraging them to continue to meet because they are just small group type get-togethers. So we want you to still be able to do that. And also we want folks to know that you can call on us for anything that you need. We'll help and assist in any way possible. We have had some volunteers who have already said that if there are those who need somebody to do some grocery shopping for them, we'd be more than happy to do that or any other thing that may arise. Another thing I want to say that I'm very, very thankful to you for is for those who have either by way of of the e-giving or bringing your tithe by the church. Thank you so much for doing that. Even though we're pretty much all shut down at this point, our bills are still going to come in. It is very vital that we do continue to keep up with our giving. Several ways to do that. And once again, if you have any questions about that, don't hesitate to call the church office, and we'll make sure that we get you the information that is needed there. Please be in prayer for our Grace Community Ministry for tonight. They are actually going out to serve those that we call our friends at Grace Community, just due to the I guess you would say the overwhelming need that takes place there. We felt that was best to go ahead and continue to do that as we feed the homeless in downtown Greensboro. So keep those folks, the Grace Community team, in your prayers as they go out. Once again, I do want to remind you that we will not be having services this Sunday based on the ruling and the governor's mandates, as well as wanting to keep in mind the public safety and health of not only our folks that are members here and guests, but also those that pretty much around the country right now that are feeling the pinch of this pandemic. We want to do our part to make sure that everybody stays safe and healthy. So we will not be having services this coming Sunday. We hope to have an update from your leadership team by Sunday afternoon. And as a reminder, we will be having the Sunday morning and Sunday evening worship services broadcast to you in the same manner that you're seeing it now by way of our Facebook page. And then also, Tim Wharf has been able to come up with a way to put this on our website as well. So if you want to be able to watch, you can go to our website at www.oakridgecbc.org. You can click on the sermons tab, look at the date. There should be a video as well as an audio there, so you can have that opportunity to continue to be able to worship by way of technology. Once again, the deacons doing a fine job at this particular point in contacting folks. If you have any need, please, please, please contact your deacon or contact the church staff and office, and we'll see that you're taken care of. Also, as a reminder, Awana, we send greetings from Commander Tony to all those who have been part of Awana. Although we don't know when Awana will have an opportunity to come together again, our prayers are there, they're with you, and we will continue to try to keep you posted and updated as we go along. I do want to take this moment. We essentially, as a Southern Baptist denomination, we're planning on having a prayer. This past Sunday, although we didn't get to meet in regard to this coronavirus pandemic, we're praying that the Lord's going to intervene. God is still on the throne. I want to remind folks, listen, let's not panic over this situation. God has always been in control. He is still in control, specifically with this particular situation. I mentioned this before in a previous video that oftentimes we turn to God when our foundations are shaking, only to realize that it is God who is shaking our foundations. And you know, when it comes down to it, God, this didn't take him by surprise, but we want to be sure that we have and take the opportunities to do our very, very best. I like what one of the pastors said in a pastor's meeting that we had yesterday. It was a quote from Corrie Ten Boom that says this: never be afraid to trust an unknown future to a known God. And man, how true is that today as we have this opportunity to go through the situations that we're going through right now. It will forever change us, but it can be a positive fashion. So I want us to continue to remember that and to pray. And I want to stop here for just a moment and ask that you do the same, to pray that God would intervene in this coronavirus situation. And then we'll pick up with our Bible study. Let's pray together. Our Father, as we come into your house, as it's quiet in here, and Father, as we know that your children are gathered, we also realize, Father, that prayer knows no boundaries, it knows no walls. Lord, we're in an unprecedented and in a very uncharted territory in our country right now as we undertake this this epidemic or pandemic, as it's being called, Lord, the coronavirus. Lord, there's a lot of uncertainty. Lord, in some cases, there's a lot of panic, but a lot of concern. So, Father, right now, I just ask that you would help us as we go through this time to truly trust you, to put all of our heart and trust in your guidance and in the fact that this didn't take you by surprise. Lord, we also ask that you would keep our folks safe. Lord, keep them from this coronavirus, that we might be out and about and serving you very, very soon. Lord, help us as we are responsible. Lord, as we follow the suggestions of our governing officials according to your word, Lord, may we have a testimony that is a stellar testimony in our community, that Lord, we want to do as your word tells us to do, be submissive to governing authorities, as long as it doesn't violate your laws. So Lord, that's what we're trying to do. Again, Lord, we pray for deliverance. We ask that you would take this coronavirus away, and Lord, that you would do some great things in our midst because of it. So Lord, bless this time that we're about to undertake in Bible study, and Father, may we first and foremost honor you in all that we do, as we ask this in Jesus' name, amen. All right, tonight I wanted to kind of just take a little bit of a different view. We have been so overwhelmed and so inundated with information concerning the coronavirus. Well, now, you know, I want us to get back to what we're actually here for, and we're actually here to be able to have an opportunity to serve God's word, to gather around to serve Him, and to be able to look into the Word and see what God has in store for us today. If you have your Bible, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and turn with me, if you would, over to Matthew's Gospel in chapter 25. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25. This is a very familiar passage for a lot of us, and we're actually going to begin reading at verse 14. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, and once again, we're going to begin reading in just a moment with verse 14. I'm giving you a moment to be able to grab your Bible just in case you didn't have that opportunity to get it and be prepared as we came together today. But Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, beginning with verse 14, reads like this: "For the kingdom of heaven is like a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered his goods to them. And to one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his own ability, and immediately he went on a journey. Then he who had received the 5 talents went and traded with them and made another 5 talents. And likewise, he who had received 2 gained 2 more also. But he who had received 1 went and dug in the ground and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants came and settled accounts with them. So he who had received five talents came and brought five other talents, saying, Lord, you delivered to me five talents. Look, I have gained five more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. He also who had received two talents came and said, Lord, you delivered to me two talents. Look, I have gained two more talents besides them. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter into the joy of your Lord. Then he who had received the one talent came and said, Lord, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you have not sown, and gathering where you have not scattered seed. And I was afraid and went and hid your talent in the ground. Look, there you have what is yours. But his Lord answered and said to him, you wicked and lazy servant, you knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have not scattered seed. So you ought to have deposited my money with the bankers, and at my coming I would have received back my own with interest. Therefore, take the talent from him and give it to him who hath 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he who will have an abundance. But from him who does not have, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the unprofitable servant into the outer darkness. There will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Let's pray together. Father, we ask right now that your word would truly speak to our hearts. And that, Father, you would, in a way that only you can do, Father, that you would speak to our hearts tonight. Lord, we know that there's a lot of fear, but as we take these calm moments to come around your word, to understand who you are, and Lord, to allow you to speak into our hearts and lives tonight, we pray that you would bless us in a very, very special way. So, Lord, honor this time that we spend together, even by way of technology, as we ask it in Christ's name. Amen. You know, as I think about this passage, I want to ask you something. If you had an opportunity to essentially have any sort of talent that you wanted in the world, what would that talent be? You know, a lot of us could sit back and we would think in various realms. Some of us would say, well, you know, I'd like to kind of have a super talent. I'd like to be able to fly, or I would like to be able to be this wonderful person who could come up with cures of even this this coronavirus thing that we're talking about here and we're in the midst of right now. But there are so many things that we could sit back and that we could say that we would like to do. But now, if you think about that for just a moment, as you've got that in your mind, what is that super talent or ability that you have? How would you use it? What would you use it for? You know, in my lifetime, I've seen a lot of folks who God has given talent and ability that is hard to even begin to describe. They are so good at what they do. But when I look at their lives, the one thing that I see is I don't see them using that talent and ability for the Lord. Sometimes they're using it to help other people, but the bottom line is they're not using it that it might honor and glorify the Lord. So when you think about your talent or ability, my question would be this: would you use it to honor and glorify the Lord? And it's kind of a trick question, and the reason it's kind of a trick question is because each and every one of us do have talents and abilities that God has given us. And he's given them to us for that particular reason, that we might use them for his honor and glory, that we might speak into the hearts and lives of other people, or that we might work and be his hands and his feet and his voice in the hearts and lives of many other people. So in our story, as we're looking, Jesus told about a man who was going on a journey. Now, when we look at this particular passage from a metaphorical standpoint, and you think about who it is or who this master is in this particular point, that kind of fits the role of Jesus, because it says that he was the master and he had taken the things that he had, and to each of the three people that are mentioned in this particular account, he gave them something. You know, we know what it says that he gave. He gave one more than the other. He gave the first one the five. The next guy he gave a few less than that, and then the last guy at least he gave a talent. He gave something. So many people in life today go through life thinking that they don't have any talent or any ability that they can use to honor and glorify our Lord. And that's not true. The Word tells us that God has given each and every one of us something, and each and every one of us have a significance to the kingdom. Even though I'm standing here in our church and there isn't anybody in here today, the building is not what makes the body. It is the people who make the body. And you, each and every one of you, are very, very important to the function of our church, to the function of getting the gospel out, to the function of us being what it is that God wants us to be. And when we look at this particular passage, you know, we also see who the servants are in the passage. Those servants are you and I. So God has given us talents and abilities to use for Him and to honor and to glory Him. And what do those talents represent? They can represent a myriad of things. You know, for me, I sit back and I think at times I look at others and sometimes I get a little bit jealous. I look at those who can play instruments well, those who can honor and glorify God by taking the opportunity to play for His honor and glory, for those who can sing well. But you know what? It's not just that. It's not just always those frontline people that God's using. He's using the person that is standing at the door, who's handing out a bulletin, who is giving a greeting with a smile on their face. There are so many areas. He's using those who are listening to the kids when they say their verses in Awana. He is using those who are sitting there saying, you know what, in the midst of this crisis, I'll be more than happy to go shopping for someone else. But God has brought us all together for a reason, and He's given us each varied talents and abilities, not all the same. You know, if we all had the same talents and abilities, we would be kind of hard-pressed to be able to go forward as a church. You know, I sit back right now and I'm recalling and thinking in my mind the talents and abilities that He's given individual people in our church, and we need each other. We need plumbers. We need mechanics. We need computer folks. Even with our leadership team, as we met this past week, there was such a representation of talent and ability in that room. There were organizers in that room. There are those who understand IT. That's the technical side of things, for those of you who may not know what that is. The way that I'm coming to you today was brought forth by those folks. So God has brought us all together, and He anticipates us using our talents and abilities for Him. So, you know, when you sit there and you think about it, that's the answer to the reason as to why God gave us all different talents and abilities. Now, some He gave more than others. You know, we noticed in this particular story that there were a varied number of talents and abilities that were given to each person. But the bottom line was that everybody had at least something that they could use for God's honor and for God's glory. And it didn't have anything to do with age. It didn't have anything to do with where a person worked or what they did. It had to do with the fact that God had given them something very, very special. My question for you tonight is this. What is it that God has given you very special as a talent or an ability that you can use for Him? As you think about that, some of you came up with the answer really quick. Some of you are sitting there saying, well, I got to kind of think about that a little bit to determine what it may be. But then there's a second part to that question. If you know what that talent and ability is, are you using it for God's honor? Are you using it for God's glory? Or are you using it for yourself? The question is, will you be an instrument in the hand of God with that particular talent and with that particular ability? So when you look at the five-talent servant in our passage, you know, let's talk a little bit about what he did with his talents. It said that when the master came back, it said that there was a time for accounting. Now, folks, that kind of tells us about what God has in store, what we read throughout the Bible, what we preach, you know, on a daily basis, is the fact that the Lord is going to return. The Lord is going to call our accounts due. And in this particular story, when he did so, he called the man that had the five talents and he said, basically, it's time to give a reckoning for the talents and abilities that I have given you. And the man with five talents, probably with a smile on his face, he said, Lord, yeah, here's the five talents that you gave me, but here's another five. In other words, I doubled what you gave me. And he had some great, great words from the Lord. The Lord said to him this. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a few things. I'll make you ruler over many things. So I can imagine the smile on that man's face as he had been diligent to make something out of the talents that he had been given. So then the Lord called the next man. He didn't give him quite as many talents as the first guy, but he came in. And this man also had doubled his talents. And he heard the exact same thing from the Lord. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You've been faithful over these few things that I've given you. Because of that, I'll make you ruler over many. So I imagine he walked away with a smile on his face, but then came the fellow that had one talent. Now, I also want you to notice that there was a proportion thing there. The Lord didn't sit there and scold the man who doubled his talents, who didn't have as many as the man with five. He told him, well done. So then the third man comes up with the one talent, and he says this. He said, Lord, I was afraid. He said, I know that you reap where you haven't sown. He said, I know that you're a hard man. And he said this. He said, what I did was I took the talent and I went and I dug in the ground and I hid it there. He said, now the thing about it is when you came back, just like you did today, I could dig that up and I could give that back to you. I could give you back what it was that you gave me. But you see, folks, the bottom line is the Lord doesn't give us something to just simply hold for him. He gives us something that we might make it better for him, that we might double it, that we might invest, so to say, into the kingdom. So what he said to this other man was that he called him this. It's kind of interesting that the word says that he called him a wicked and lazy servant because he did not put that talent and that ability to work. I don't know about you, but I certainly don't want the Lord to call me a wicked and lazy servant. I want to take what God has given me, and what I want to do is for his honor and for his glory. I want to be able to at least double it. And I'll be honest with you, I mean, I don't consider myself as the guy with five talents, but also don't consider myself as the guy with one talent. God has blessed me in many areas, just like he has you. But I will promise you this, there's going to come a day when he is going to stand toe-to-toe, face-to-face with you, and you're going to have to give an account for the talents and abilities that God has given you. What kind of words will you hear him say? Will you hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant? Or will you hear him say, you have been a wicked and a lazy servant? I don't know about you, but I want to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Listen, folks, excuses they're out there everywhere. You know, I like that old song that says, excuses, excuses, you'll hear them every day. Well, the devil, he'll supply them when at church you stay away. When people come to know the Lord, the devil always loses. So to keep them folks away from church, he offers them excuses. And, you know, just like you, sometimes you get tired of hearing the excuses, and I'm sure that God does along the way as well. And he has given us some great things to use for him. So what God-given talent and ability or gifts do you have? As you evaluate that, now listen, if you can't answer that question and say, I know what talents and abilities God's given me, I want to encourage you. Listen, give us a call. Give your staff a call. Let us sit down with you. Let us go over some things, whether it's some spiritual gifts inventories, whether it's to sit down and have an outside opinion on what other people see you do that you excel in or that you do well in. Because the one thing that I know is this, that the talents and abilities that God has given you will be things that you will enjoy doing. There'll be things that bring joy to you, and there will be things that will honor and glorify the Lord. So if you're having trouble answering that question, please, please get in contact with us. If you're like most folks and you know what those talents and abilities are, then the question remains, are we using them for his honor, for his glory? Are we putting them to work to be able to please the master so that when we have that face-to-face meeting with him, we'll hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. If not, then I want to encourage you to prayerfully consider what it is that God wants you to do with those talents and abilities for his honor and for his glory. And for some of you, in some ways, you're already currently using those talents and abilities. So I want to ask you just to kind of mention to yourself, or if you're meeting with a small group right now, have that discussion on what your talents and abilities are. What are the things that you excel in? If you're in that small group right now and you're sitting there and you don't know, listen, it's time to be honest. And it's time to ask those folks that you know, that you love and you trust and say, hey, where do you see me having talent and ability? Because most of the time, outside people can see your talents and abilities sometimes before you can as well. And when you begin to hear those same things, it might be worth sitting back and saying, Lord, is this where you've gifted me to be able to be used as your hands and your feet and your voice? See, when we're faithful to God with the little things that he has given us to do, he says that he's going to do something bigger for us, like the word says. He said to those first two who had been faithful with their talent and ability, this is what he said. He said, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with the few things that I've given you. He says, I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Man, what a joy it is when you hear those words from the Lord. That's what I want to hear. And my prayer is that that's what you want to hear, and that's what you will hear as well. See, when we're unfaithful with what God has given us, we also have the opportunity to hear what he told that other servant. He called him wicked and lazy. Nobody wants to be called that, particularly when it comes time to stand before our Maker. You know, what does it mean to enter into the joy of our Lord? Yet to have that sense of satisfaction, number one, knowing that that what God gave us, we used for him, but also having that sense of satisfaction and knowing that we're going to be earning rewards in heaven, the rewards that we're not going to keep for ourselves, but rewards that we will lay at his feet. I've often used this when I've addressed my class as well as the church. I said, I don't want to be the guy who shows up to the party with no gift. You know, I want to be the one that's got those rewards that, I can be able to lay at the feet of our Savior because I heard the words, well done, good and faithful servant. We know that the word tells us that all of our works, the things that we do, are going to be tried by fire. And the question in the word says this, will those things be as wood, hay, and stubble? You know, wood, hay, and stubble is not going to last through the fire. Or will they come through? Things that, we do for the sake of the kingdom, things that we do on this earth that are going to pass through that, furnace of trial and come through to the other side. I know this. I want to be the one who lays up and stores up treasures in heaven rather than here on earth. Now, if Jesus were to return today, and that could happen, I think so often what happens is we get to the point where we look at, the Lord as being so far off from us, or, that we have more time. Even those who are Christian folks, even those who are church members or, church people or churchmen, as you would say, we sit back at times and we still kind of look like that, the rapture is so far away. Folks, I want to remind you that could happen in the next split second. All these things that I see us experiencing today are tracking right along with what the Word of God says. I believe we're closer now to his return than we've ever been before in our lives. So we need to be ready and we need to be prepared. So if he were to return today, what do you think that you would hear him say? Do you think that you would personally hear him say, well done, good and faithful servant? Or do you think that you would hear him say, you wicked and lazy servant? Man, how bad would that cut? I mean, how bad would that be for us to hear the Lord call us wicked and lazy? So the challenge for us is this. When we determine, or if you already know what your talents and abilities are, how can you plug those in to be using them on a daily basis for our Lord and Savior? How can you use them through the church? If you already know what they are, then, listen to what the Lord is, telling you in regard to guidance on how you should use them. Maybe you're listening today and you don't have any idea what that is. Listen, I don't want you to feel bad about that. See, what happens is so often when people said that, they say, I don't want any other Christians to know that I don't know what my talents and abilities are. Listen, you have to understand where you are before you'll ever get where you want to be. If you're struggling with that, please, please, please contact us. Please let me know. We'll sit down with you. We will work through this. But whatever you do, don't just sit there saying, I don't know what they are, and live the rest of your life without ever realizing your talent and ability and without ever realizing that God meant for you to put that to work for him. Please allow us to help you with that. We'll be praying for you as we go through this time. And like I say, you can contact us by way of email. You can contact us by way of phone. Just get a hold of us. And I'm going to ask you, do that now. Do that as quickly as you possibly can, because Satan has ways of getting us to put things on the back burner that we need to take care of immediately. The Lord told us in regard to salvation, today is the day of salvation. Well, let me promise you that when the Lord is working in your heart in regard to your talents and abilities, today is the day to take those steps to do something about it. The question is, will you heed his call? Will you be what it is that he wants you to be? So I want to encourage you. You know, right now, it is really an unprecedented and a different time in the life of our church. Everybody feels so disconnected, but we don't want that to happen. That's why we're doing what we're doing. You know, the building is a place that we come together, but the body of Christ will always be what the true church is. Prayer knows no boundaries. We want to be praying for one another. We want to be asking the Lord to do some incredible things. We want to ask the Lord to show us what He wants us to see as we go through this rough and trying time. Maybe this is the time for you to sit back and say, Lord, you know, in these moments of quietness, these moments of isolation, I can hear You louder than I've ever heard You before without all the distractions. Ask Him. I ask you today to pray. God, what is it that You're trying to show me about what I need to be doing in service for You? What do I need to be doing in using my talents and abilities for Your honor and for Your glory? As always, I say this, and since we're doing this as a broadcast and it's not just kind of our small group, I always ask, have you trusted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life? Yeah, in my lifetime, I've seen those who have been great churchmen along the way, who have lived their life in the church. They've had the perfect attendance stars. They've had all those things. But the one thing they didn't have was Jesus. So I'm asking you, have you begun that relationship with Him? Have you confessed that you're a sinner? Have you asked Him to come into your life and to forgive your sins and to save your soul? Once again, if you haven't done that, then that's the first critical step, to have that relationship with Him, to have your name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and to know that when He returns, you truly will spend all of eternity with Him. We don't know how long life is. For us, before the sun goes down, you know, what was it the Lord said? The Lord said to the man in the New Testament, he called him a fool. He said, you fool, this day your soul shall be required of you. And that could be the same for you and I. So we need to stand ready to meet our Maker at any moment. Listen, if you've trusted Christ, please send me an email, give me a call, let me know. I would like to be able to help give you some steps to actually deepen that relationship, maybe even to begin that relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I really believe God has tremendous things planned for Central Baptist Church as we go forward. This is a time that we're looking to embrace. This is a time that we're looking for His will. This is a time that we're looking to find ways to utilize talents and abilities. And I believe that there's some of us that are part of the body that may not be doing that right now, that the Lord is calling us to step up. So my challenge for you today is evaluate your talents and your abilities. Evaluate what it is Jesus would say. Would He say, well done, or would He call you lazy? Which one would it be? If it's that He would call you lazy, what can you do to change that? What is it that He's calling you to do to be a bigger and a better part of His will for your life? I want to hear well done, good and faithful servant. So let's thank God today, you know, for talents that He has given us, and pray that He'll help us to use them in that way. Now, if you haven't been with me on Wednesday nights, one of the things that we've been doing is we have actually been doing D-Life discipleship. And I've been handing out the lessons. So what I'm going to do, for those of you who kind of know how it goes, I'm going to post the D-Life sessions for next week. What D-Life really is all about is it's you taking the opportunity to read one chapter a day, and all of us can do that. Listen, I know I'm busy, you're busy, we're all busy, but all of us can read one chapter a day. That's easy. And it's 5 days a week. So it'll even give you the weekends off if that's the way you want to take it. But we don't want you to read ahead. We want you to go one chapter a day. And then we want you to look, as you read those passages, at maybe one of these things that the passage is speaking to you. Maybe it's a sin to confess. Maybe it's a promise to claim. Maybe it's an attitude to change. Maybe it's a command to obey. Or maybe it's an example to follow. This is what the sheet looks like. The sheet that I will actually be putting up on the web page. You can kind of see what it looks like. And it will tell you what the chapters that you will need to read for the week. As a matter of fact, this is the Great Commission is the one that we're actually going to be looking at for next week, which comes out of Matthew 28, verses 16 through 20. But you'll notice over on the left-hand side of the page, that left-hand side of the page will tell you, will give you the passages for each of your 5 days. But next Wednesday, we'll actually be looking at the passage of Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, verses 16 through 20. And there's also some discussion questions over there on the right-hand side. Once again, I will post this on our private Facebook page of Central Baptist Church so that you can go to it and see what the passages are. If for some reason you don't get that, let me run them down for you real quick. It's going to be here will be the passages that we'll look at for next week. Here they are. You'll read Matthew chapter 26, Matthew chapter 27, Matthew chapter 28, Mark chapter 1, and Mark chapter 2. Once again, let me run those down. Matthew 26, Matthew 27, Matthew 28, Mark 1, and Mark 2. And that will be the next week's Wednesday evening message that I'll bring to you. Also, I just want to remind you, if you stay with us throughout this time, I'm trying to keep these videos fairly short because I know there's more distractions that you have when you're watching either as a group or in your home. But we will be coming to you this coming Sunday morning at 10:45 by the same method. We'll come to you by way of video. Also, I want to mention that you can go to our website. Go under sermons on the website and you can tap right there. You'll actually see the video will be posted there as well. Right now, it's going to be on our two Facebook pages, the public and the private, and it'll also be posted on our website. If there's some glitches, bear with us. This is all new to us as we're trying to put it together as well. But we will try to keep those as briefly as possible. And I want to thank you for taking this time and this opportunity to join us on this Wednesday evening prayer meeting for March the 18th of the year 2020 in the midst of the coronavirus pandemic. Let's look to the Lord in a word of prayer. And again, I just want to praise you and thank you for joining us. Let's pray. Father, we thank you again for the fact that you still use people to accomplish your will. Lord, we thank you for the fact that you gave us talents and abilities. Some you gave more than others, but Father, you've given each and every one of us something that can be used for your honor and glory. Lord, I just pray that you will truly help us to establish what that is, that we might truly be busy about the kingdom because the time truly is at hand. Father, I pray that each and every one of us will be able to hear those words from you someday when we look you square in the eye and face to face, to be able to hear those words, well done, good and faithful servant. So Lord, bless our time as only you can, as we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen. I want to give you one reminder before we sign off. If you have prayer requests, I'm also going to post the prayer requests on our social media sites, our prayer sheet. If you have something you want added to that, please email the church office or let one of us know. We'll make sure it gets there. God bless you. You guys have a great night. Thank you for joining us.